Now, taking your postures for our practice today, whether sitting, standing, lying down, even possibly walking when you're at home, we're going to meditate on the Metta Sutta, and we'll begin by hearing the whole thing. I'll just read it, the Amaravati version that we've been exploring. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. And so let's take a bit of time now to really settle into a felt sense of body in your chosen posture. And connect with a sense of body breathing. Because we're outside, it's helpful to just allow all the sounds, the ambient sounds, to be heard, to be allowed, to be felt, the pleasant, the unpleasant. Just letting them all be here. With a good sense of this body in this moment. And so meditating on the Metta Sutta, so taking those opening pieces, we might summarize them as being skilled in goodness and peace. May I be skilled in goodness and peace. May I be skilled in goodness and peace. Continuing to have a felt sense of the body. An opening to this aspiration. May others be skilled in goodness and peace. And letting arise any others you have this good wish for, dear ones, neutral ones, the community here, benefactors. May others be skilled in goodness and peace. Walk the path of peace. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. In gladness and in safety, may I be at ease. May I be happy, contented. May I be safe and well. May I live with ease. Repeating these offerings for yourself as you like, or ones of your choosing that summarize this part of the sutta for you. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. May others be at ease. Wishing that others in gladness and in safety be at ease. May others be happy and contented. May others be safe and well. May others live with ease. So offering this out to any others that come to mind for you. Take a moment for that and pause and notice where you're at, how it's all sitting with you. Taking care to ground into the body, the breathing. And then that section where all the different beings are listed, we can summarize, omitting none, omitting none. May all beings be at ease. Omitting none, may we all be at ease. So this may be a bit of a challenging section, omitting none. Some of the difficult ones, maybe even the flies that are nibbling away at our ankles here, omitting none. If only they too were at ease. Omitting none, may all be at ease. May I be free from ill will and cruelty. May we all be free from ill will and cruelty. Notice how that one lands with you. May we all be free from ill will and cruelty. May others be free from ill will and cruelty. Beginning to move on to the next part. May I cherish all living beings, radiating kindness throughout the world. May I cherish all living beings. We might, with this phrase, be reflecting on beings in our lives we'd like to cherish more deeply as an intention, a resolve. May I radiate kindness throughout the world, radiating kindness. May everyone cherish all living beings. May we all cherish all living beings. Sending that good wish out to those you're concerned for, ones that you find difficult if you feel up to it. May others cherish all living beings. May we all radiate kindness throughout the world, radiating kindness. Pause with that and notice how you're doing. How is this body, mind, heart? Does it need a little soothing touch? Does it need further grounding to connect more deeply with breathing? And summarizing another part, may I dwell in this divine abiding. May I dwell in this sublime abiding. May others dwell in this sublime abiding, this very good home of metta, of loving kindness. And coming into the last part of the Metta Sutta, the wisdom part. May I see clearly and be free. May we all see clearly and be free. May I live from truth, contentment, and freedom. May I live from truth, contentment, and freedom. May others see clearly and be free. May all beings see clearly and be free. May everyone live from truth, contentment, and freedom. And again, letting yourself really feel the body in whatever your chosen posture is. And notice how you're doing with these contemplations. Perhaps there was a favorite along the way, and you'd like to spend the remainder of the time with one or two favorites. Or your more usual loving kindness phrases, or perhaps you would like to just be with mindfulness of body breathing. So engaging with that in these last few minutes. And letting that felt sense of the body here, the breathing, letting all that felt sense expand into a spacious awareness to include the sounds, the scents, the other sensations, the thoughts and emotions. Whatever should arise in awareness. Can we open our awareness and radiate kindness everywhere? May we all be skilled in peace and goodness. May we all walk the path of peace.